Well, you said it yourself. Mental illness is really a misnomer. It's a psychiatric concept that is flawed and inaccurate. What it means is that the soul could not tolerate an adverse situation in which love was lacking, and it split into a part that fell into a hell realm of subconscious hatred and fury and anger and disdain for life, but also a superconscious element that is in the soul and is transcendent and is free. It's just that it didn't become entirely free, and the part that fell into the hell realm now needs to be rescued. And this is part of the Christianity as well. You know, Christ, after the crucifixion, goes down into hell and does the harrowing of hell. He kills all the demons and brings the souls out of hell and takes them up into the light. So we each have to do that on an individual level. And I think today, everyone, you could say, is mentally ill. The ego is mental illness. And if anyone feels normal, that's definitely a sign that you're mentally ill, because the normal state in the world today is psychotic. That's even like well known now. So don't think there's anything special about being mentally ill. It is the mind itself that is the illness. So the way you cure it is silencing the mind, regardless of the state of the mind. Silence it completely. Don't believe in its hallucinations, its paranoid projections, and its psychosomatic incantations of suffering at a level of the body in order to get it out of the psyche. Don't believe even in the angelic feelings or visions, but go directly into the silence in which the presence of the Supreme Self will heal all of the suffering by dissolving the sanskaras and the vasanas. These are the thoughts that are inaccurate that the ego produces. Whether one is diagnosed as psychotic or neurotic or any other of all the hundreds of different diagnoses now, all of them are illusory. The real self can bring its silent presence into the mind and heal it regardless of the state of the ego itself, because the ego is an illusion. So don't lose hope, but stay in silence and completely surrendered, devoted, and with the attention contemplating God, and only God, only that which is the absolute self that cannot be grasped by the mind, because God is not an object, God is not an other, God is not a thing, God is not anything that can be thought of or held on to. But in that state of surrender to that which is beyond the mind, the presence of God will saturate you and heal you from all karma and all suffering. So that is an answer to you, but really it's for everyone. And I hope you take that to heart and not believe the mind that tells you it's too hard or it can't be done or I'm too stuck in my symptoms to be able to have the freedom to meditate. There are really no obstacles if you are devoted to your liberation.